Hey there, mister. Is everything all right?
Oh, me? Well, I was just spending some time down at the river, right near here. You know, just for a little getaway. Now that ain't a crime now, is it? No, of course not. I was just strolling on my way home. That's all. It ain't that far, just an hour or so. You know, this gal's got a strong set of legs, I promise you that. Well, you know, now that you say it, now that I think of it, it does smell like a little rain's coming. But a ride? Oh, well, you know, I do love when a man presents a little chivalry. But I have made this walk before, you know. Now, wait a second. Aren't you that lovely man that runs the business a little south of here? You know, a girl always knows. A few friends of mine talk about a thing or two, a thing or three, and well, maybe I'll take a ride with you. Since you have a reputation of being sweet and all. You know, I must admit, the soft seat of this old truck is far more comfortable than my sandals on a country road. Wow, well, it seems like you were right, mister. I would have been a soaked damsel in less than a minute back there. So it seems like I should be extra thankful. Well, I'm headed to my father's farm. It's the one with the strangely colored barn just east of here. You know, a couple miles out of town. Oh, you know it. Well, that's lovely. It'd be a bit more difficult to explain directions since it's getting dark and rainy on us. But you know, rain walk or no, I think my little trip was mighty worth it. Especially now, with all your help. You know, well, yeah, I got to enjoy a day in the sun, skinny dipping. And now I get to meet this wonderful man that all my friends are talking about. Oh, nothing unseemly. You know, I'm nothing but a hard-working bundle of sugar, I assure you. Never done a naughty thing in my life. Well, not that I get the chance, that is. Why, well, you know, my father's farm needs a lot of work and maintenance, especially now that he's getting a little older and I'm taking over more and more of his work. It takes a lot of time away from, you know, having fun. So with my day off being today, I took myself a little ways from home. Now that isn't wrong now, is it, mister? Now, you wouldn't judge little old me for having a little bit of fun, would you? Nah, of course not. What about you, mister? Do you ever do anything spontaneous? Oh, come on now. Surely there's something you do that's a little more naughty. Maybe you sneak a little midnight treat now and then, go off fishing or golfing, to shirk certain things you'd like to avoid. No? My, I should have known my friends read you right. A straight and narrow man who's just sweet as can be. Well, after all, you went out of your way to help a little lady like me stay out of that awful rain out there. Damn, it's really coming down. I mean, Look at me, mister. I'm barely dressed for the occasion. This little thing is to make sure I can get all the sun I can. And I went out for a day of sun and swimming. Though, despite the outfit, like I said, I may have slipped out of it before going in the water. Oh, come on. Don't look so shy. There was no one around, not a soul. And I'm doing just fine now, thanks to you. My heroic, handsome man coming to the rescue of the poor farm girl from out of town. You know, once we get to my father's farm, I should be sure to thank you properly, shouldn't I? Oh, don't be silly, mister. I'm sure there's something a girl like me could give you to show that she's thankful. Ah, here we go. Yeah, just on the left, down this road. Almost there. You know, I hope I didn't make you late getting back home. It's already mighty late after all. No? Okay. Okay. That's good. Because I wouldn't want to be even more of a bother. Alright, we can stop right over there. So before I leave you to ride back all on your lonesome, I really do want to thank you for being such a sweet, sweet man. Is there anything I can do? Anything at all? Okay, sweet as can be. Some men are a little more disrespectful, expecting things, but you didn't give a single sign of that. I know you feel you don't deserve anything special for the ride, but I ain't telling you anything about something deserved. You know, all I'm saying is, I want to thank you in my own special way. Come on, mister. I'd be lying if I said I didn't get a thing out of it. I barely get a lick of fun with how busy things are. And this type of fun, well, it's especially hard to come by. Now, I did notice a ring on that finger of yours. And I know, I understand, it might feel wrong. But I promise, no one will know I gave you a special bit of thanks. Hey, of course I want to, silly. I've been thinking about it. Well, I've been thinking about it since I got in. After all, my friends don't just talk about the sweet man south of you. They talk about how handsome he is, how jealous they are of that wife of his. My father's farm and your business never connect because of what each of us works on. So you don't have to worry about a thing. I won't speak a word of it, other than how a lovely man gave me a lift home and left me safe and sound. Yeah. They won't know how I gently rub my hand up his thigh. And how I slowly undid his belt. Pulled his zipper down and took his, incredible cock out to think. thank him properly. Now that doesn't sound so bad, does it, mister? A pretty little farm girl sucking your dick for helping her get home safe. Yeah, and all you have to do is say yes, and I'll milk you with my pretty little lips. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you might appreciate that. And you know, I've been mighty thirsty this whole trip. And what a sweet man you are to give me a taste of something that I've just been dying for all day. All you have to do is sit back and just enjoy. Well, I thank you. Now you can tell me if I'm teasing too much, okay? Because sometimes I have a little too much fun. Yeah, you like that. You like that, mister? Feeling more relaxed? Just, you know, just forget everything else. Don't think about anything except my warm mouth around your cock. How does my tongue feel, mister? It's too much? Oh, you're so cute. I just love licking it. All the way from the bottom to the top. Holding your balls while I do it. You have such a pretty cock. I just love the way you taste. Is so good. Now, I know you probably didn't expect this from a girl like me. Or maybe you wish this would happen, huh? I saw you looking at me, my legs spread wide in the seat, and my hands along your thigh. No, I was wondering if you could smell me, because I was getting so wet for you. A nice man like you would stay strong and resist. And you did, but I'm persistent when I want to thank someone. You resisted because you're a good man. And I love that. I want you to come. I want you to come for me, mister. What's wrong? Are you gonna come for me? Okay, well, don't hold back. I want you to give me everything that you have inside. Let me milk you, mister. Tissue? Come on. What kind of a girl do you think I am? When I work for a load of cum, I want to taste it all. So when you're ready, fill my mouth and let me drink it. I promise I'll be a good girl and swallow everything.
Yeah, I can feel you. You're getting close. Oh, goodness, mister. That was really yummy. Now let me fix you back up. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was so kind of you to give me a ride and... And I really appreciate the refreshing treat, too. And what do you know? The rain eased up a little. Now maybe next week, I could go for a little dip again, where I take off all my clothes. And when I'm done, if you happen to be in the area, well, maybe you'd be willing to give me a ride then, too. I'd be ever so thankful. Okay. Now I'll be sure to tell my friends that you're even sweeter than they thought. But I'll keep how thankful I was to myself. Don't you worry. Okay. Now drive safe, you hear?